I'm so glad you're here. Oh, my fingers are glad you're here, too. I sure would be lost without my fingers. Oh, you too, Molly? My fingers know lots of tricks, like scratching and tickling. Oh, Molly's fingers know that trick, too. Let's see. Oh, fingers can drum and point and... Oh, oops. Well, sometimes, but never in public. Sorry. So, want to play a finger game, Molly? Well then, how about a favorite finger song? This is Molly's favorite. The eensy-weensy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the eensy-weensy spider climbed up the spout again. Did you like that? Good, because fingers are fun. Okay. Fingers are also good for pulling things out of the couch. Wonder what's in here anyway. Ooh, ribbon. Fingers are good for tying. Here you go, Molly. Beautiful. And see, what's down here? Ah. Ooh. Ah, and fingers are good for zippers. Oh, what's this? Oh, look, Molly. It's my piggy bank. Let's see how much is inside. Look at all the pennies. Gosh, Molly, I'm rich. Ooh, think what I could buy. Donuts? Forget it, Molly. It's my money. All mine. Oh, my fingers are getting kind of tired from all these coins and games. I think they need a stretch. I think I need a stretch, too. A clock rug stretch. Okay, coinsy boinsies. You'll be all safe inside Banky Wanky. All done. And all mine. Molly? Guard this for me, will you, Molly? Please? I pretend I'm the hands of a clock. Watch! feel much better. Oh, hey, Molly, where's my piggy bank? What's under the blanket? Hmm? And just what do you think you're doing, young lady? There are no donuts in my piggy bank, Ms. Dolly. There you go. I better make sure all my money is still here. Hmm. Oh. Oh. Look, Molly. Oh, it's my lucky loony. My most favorite, fabulous, fantastic lucky loony. Lunette's loony. Oh. You want to hold it? Well, okay, but be very careful. There you go. Oh, Molly! How could you, my lucky loony? I'll go show Granny. Yeah. Oh, here, Molly. You can play with my basketball net. Hi, Slicker Fritz. Is Granny home? Shh. Granny must be having her nap. I'll wait. Hey. Ah, you like my fingers too, huh? Oh, no, you don't. You're not getting your garden paws on my lucky loony. Uh-uh.
Package for Lunette the Clown! Package for Lunette! Package for Lunette the Clown! Lunette, I got a package for you!
Package. I'm here!
Quiet, Lunette. I think Granny might be sleeping.
Here, this is for you.
From my Auntie Macassar.
Read it, please, Lunette.
Dear Lunette, I'm back in showbiz again, and I haven't lost the old magic. Just the other day, I did my act for a very warm audience. I started with a card trick, then quickly moved on to my magic scarves. But I may have used one not too many.
loved me. I wowed everyone with my magic wand. I finished with my best trick, the disappearing rabbit. The bunny went into the hat. I said the magic words, hocus pocus out of focus. I admit some of my tricks need a bit of work, but my rabbit is booked to play Clownagie Hall. I hope you like this present. I love to share with my favorite Lunette. Love from Auntie Macassar.
Gee, I wonder what it could be. Here, Lunette, open it up, please.
Oh, look!
A giant toothpick!
No, it's a magic wand. Oh, I better be careful. I don't want to disappear.
Oh, I can make things disappear.
You can? Like what?
Well, how about Snickle?
Yeah! You'll have to catch him first. Doesn't he, Snickle Fritz?
Hey, what's that?
It's my lucky loony.
Hey, I'll make that disappear.
Hey, wait, no!
I place it into my left hand.
Wait!
I give a little magic wave.
But, no, I...
And presto change-o, it's gone!
My loony!
Ta-da!
You lost my coin!
Well, actually, Loony...
I never should have let you touch it. You're no friend of mine, Bedhead. How could you do that to me? You owe me!
Lunette, it was just a trick.
Oh! Oh!
You're no fun, Lunette. You like that coin more than your friends. And I'm leaving.
Wait. You're right.
I am?
Ever since I found my piggy bank this morning, I've been really greedy. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Friends?
Friends.
Molly!
No, Bedhead.
No, I've been so mean to Molly, too. I've got to go. Sorry for being so silly and greedy and mean. Oh, there you go. And to show you how sorry I am, I have something I want to give you, which I know you want. No, not a donut. This. There you go. And I have something else that goes with it. Oh, I haven't seen these white gloves in a long time. Wait. Ah, here we go. Your very own piggy bank. So, Molly, do you forgive me? Oh, you do? Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Hey, you know... Looking at these white gloves gives me an idea. Wanna see? Come on.
And now Miss Lunette presents the amazing Eensy Weensy Hand Jive.
Thanks. There we go. Do you want to hear a story too? Oh, good. Well, there's room on the big comfy couch. Oh, but first we have to turn the light on. It's important to have good light. Now, are you comfy? You too, Molly? Good. Now, this story is called Dexter, the Greedy, Grumpy Spider.
Dexter was a spider who was all thumbs, and his web was a disaster. All his webs looked the same, like spaghetti. The other bugs in the garden felt sorry for Dexter, so his friends, Ladybug, Butterfly, and Bumblebee, decided to help. They took the tangled spider thread and carefully wove a beautiful web for Dexter. It was perfect, and Dexter was grateful. "Thank you, friends," he said. Most spiders like to collect flies and things in their webs. Not Dexter. He collected jelly beans. He loved them because they were shiny and bright and, frankly, quite yummy. His friends thought so, too. "Ooh, they look so shiny and bright and yummy," they said. All Dexter could say was, "Mine." And he sent all his friends away. One day, the garden pals decided to have a garden party. "You're invited," Ladybug told Dexter. "Will you come?" asked Butterfly. Dexter looked up from counting all his jelly beans. "Maybe," he said.
"I'm bringing nectar punch," said Ladybug.
"I'm bringing clover salad," said Butterfly. "I'm bringing honeycomb," said Bumblebee. "You could bring some jelly beans, Dexter." "No way," said Dexter. "Forget it." And he said his favorite word, "Mine."
"You can't live on jelly beans alone," said Bumblebee.
"Yes, I can," said Dexter. "I don't need your party, and I don't need you." At last, it was party day. It looked like fun. Secretly, Dexter wished he was going. Instead, he carried more jelly beans onto his web. In fact, he carried one too many jelly beans onto his web. Uh-oh! The web broke! And the jelly beans... Everyone froze. A baby cricket was about to take a big jelly bean bite. "No, no," said Ladybug. "Those belong to Dexter." "Who's that?" asked the baby cricket. "A spider who used to be our friend," said Butterfly sadly. "Dear me," thought Dexter. "Now I have no web, no jelly beans, and no friends." He knew what he missed the most. So... "Hey, everyone, have a jelly bean." His friends were amazed. "Do you mean it?" "Of course. I want to share with you. You're my friends." Everyone cheered.
"And we can help you build a new web."
"All right," said Dexter. "But first, let's party!"
The end. You know, Molly, I feel like Dexter. Sometimes it's really hard to share, that's true. But when you do, you feel very good inside. Friends? Okay. Hey, look at these dirty, dolly hands. Oh, mine too. Oh, it's important to wash your hands after counting money. So, come on, young lady. It's tub time. Maybe it'll be fun to collect jelly beans or donuts.
This little piggy had donuts, and this little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. Oh, Molly, you're my best friend. Do you know that? Forever.
Share with me, I'll share with you. Buddy, I'll give you a clue. It means that I love you, means I approve. It means that you're okay, means I'll share with you. Thumbs up, hands down, you're 'cause that's how friendship works. You know that I love you, you know I approve. I say you're okay, you're so cool. Thumbs up, hands down, you're the cutest kind of clown. Thumbs up, arms out.
Well, Molly, we sure are squeaky clean. I wish I could say the same thing for the couch. Hey, who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well, then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So, get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Boy, what a day. I need a snooze. My fingers are already asleep. Shh. This one always snores. So, Molly, you ready to join my fingers? She's sleepy. Me too. Well, thanks for coming over. Please come again. Here you go. Sweet dreams.
The clown jumped over the moon.